This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Right now we go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in John Greco. John, have you checked your phone within the last 5 minutes?
Good morning, yes. It's been kind of a whirlwind of a morning. Exits closed on the way to my kid's school. But I did have a chance, and I have seen that. So, yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so say you're a current teammate of the Cleveland Browns right now, right?
Yeah.
You see a video of Deshaun living the good life during the season while he is on IR. What do you think?
Personally, I would look at it, laugh, and say, you know what, good for him. Good for him for enjoying life.
No.
And it maybe it would be sarcastic, that I'm a sarcastic kind of dry humor guy. And then I would make, you know, jokes like, hey, I'm out here, you know, busting my neck every day and like bowing my back and my fingers hurt, and my knees hurt, my elbows hurt, and my shoulders hurt, my face hurts, and my neck hurts. And this guy's, you know, enjoying the good life. But I don't know, man. I saw that. I saw the vid. I would just kind of laugh to myself and go back to work. I mean, that would be my mindset, my stance on it. We don't know what the rules are, what the, you know, arrangement is with the organization and Deshaun. If it's, hey, look, you know, I don't want to say it like this, like stay away, but stay away, or you know what their arrangement and plan is, but you know maybe he's taking that literally and doing his own thing and just kind of you know trying to gear up for next year, but. I don't know. That's my mindset. Maybe guys are pissed. I would just kind of, you know, use it as a humorous moment for myself and get back to work.
Would that be befitting of the C on the jersey then? No?
Oh, that's right. He's the captain.
And Nick Chubb isn't anymore.
Ken, yeah. You know, you ask great questions. I can only say that, you know, in that world, in that locker room, you know, it's our job, man. And for me, it was like, you know, I can control what I can control. I don't, you know, you vote the quarterback a captain. He's a leader. You want him to, you know, succeed. You want to see a guy do well. You know, things happen throughout the year. This is a big thing. What's going on with Deshaun Watson, but I don't know. That's a good good point. Yeah. A good point and a good question. And, you know, maybe they'll reevaluate their votes next year.
I mean, I can just hear it in your voice. I know what you think. And, I mean, you told us what you think, but I got it. John Greco joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. John, you know, a lot of questions about the future of this football team, including the T word. Now we got Rodney McLeod coming in at 9 o'clock. He's a current player. I asked him about that dreaded T word, but the tanking thing and things of that nature. How do you think that they balance it? I mean, no offense to you, John. You played for a few lousy teams. Well, that's a terrible thing to say to you. I'm sorry. But you played for some teams that were evaluating players during the season. How do you balance it with the veterans? How do you balance it with the young guys where it's like, hey, man, like we do have to evaluate whether or not some of these guys got what it takes because we don't plan on being bad next year. We got to get moving here.
Yeah, no offense taken, Ken. I mean, that's the harsh reality of my career. I played for some bad teams. And, you know, I was in this situation a lot. And I think you guys have heard me say this before. And I kind of started to say it in the first comment. But, you know, this is their job. So, you know, could guys kind of say, I'm hanging it up. My knee's hurting. You know, I need a procedure in the off season. Why not do it now? Shut it down. Get ready. Maybe guys will do that. That wasn't me. I was like, look, the guys that are going to the meetings every day, the guys that are going to battle, the guys that are going to war every day with me that started the year, let's try to finish this thing on a positive note. Yeah, there's going to be some things going on around us in the building. The optics of it could show that, you know, we're not directly trying to win these games. We're trying to put some young people in, maybe not the best people to put us in the best position to win the game. And I get that. It is what it is. But for me, until they bench me for a younger player or whatever because they wanted to get a look or evaluate someone else, it was still my job to show up every day. And I was getting paid to battle with my guys in my room. And, you know, the way things splinter is when people start pointing fingers, blaming. And I don't see that. I don't see guys making excuses. Now they're going through their script and everyone kind of sounds like Kevin Stefanski where it's, you know, we got to go to work. And maybe my segment right now sounds like that. But that was honestly my approach. It was get up, go to work. I got a family to feed. I got to try to, you know, make this team or another team next year and in the future. So if my play started to diminish because I didn't care or I didn't want to be there, and that's going to be obvious on the film. People are going to get hurt, and I'm going to play bad, and I'm not going to have a job. So that's everybody's mindset. At least that was mine when I played.
John Greco with us right now on the hotline. Jameis Winston, we've seen the ups. We've certainly seen the downs. Is that a guy that should be the starting quarterback of the Browns to start next season?
Guys, we talked about this last week a little bit, and you know, I listened to your show yesterday, and it was an entertaining game against Denver. Obviously, the Pittsburgh game went a lot different. I still kind of stand by what my feelings were last week. And Anthony and Ken, I don't know if there's a quarterback. I mean, maybe there's a handful of quarterbacks in the league, two or three. But if you're making the pre-snap penalties, the missed assignments, the errors, the lack of protection, the one-dimensional offense, if you're doing that and you're not able to be balanced and execute and have play smart as a unit, I don't know if any quarterback can help dig you out of that hole. Now, yes, it's very obvious. Jameis is going to throw the ball away. But, I mean, my God, guys, I don't think it's any secret that some of these receivers that really have been non-existent throughout the first part of the year, and guys that we haven't said their names. I hear the guys on Sunday calling guys' names. I'm like, oh my God! It's great to see them get some action and get some touches. It looks like they can make plays. So I think Jameis does provide you. It could put you in a situation where you can win games and compete in the division if they're balanced. If they don't make the unforced errors. If they don't have pre-snap penalties and play, you know, dumb football. So I'm sticking by that. If you put a rookie out there and you look to do those, make those same mistakes, it's going to look even worse. You know, we saw what Deshaun did in this first part of the year. So, I mean, unless you're bringing in some kind of veteran, that you're really in the same situation where we want to talk about this. You know,
it's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The quote-unquote bridge quarterback, if the offense doesn't look better and the team doesn't play more balanced, you're going to have the same result no matter who you have behind there.
John, I was asked yesterday what I would do at the quarterback position. Let me go back to DTR for a second. When would you play him? Do you need to see him right now, or do you as an analyst, do you think, even if you were just a fan, do you think you've seen enough and you really don't need to go to DTR? Because, you know, we brought up DTR yesterday, and honestly, Lyman and I were crushed over the possibility of him being a player for this football team in the final four games at all.
Yeah, I think it's tough, guys, because you're at this stage in the season, and to, you know, put him out there, we saw last year in a small sample size, and I was one of those guys before Flacco came in and had the you know, great run that was like, yeah, I want to see DTR. I want to see what he can do, because I thought that he was able to provide you with a little bit of energy in leading the offense. He seemed like he was, you know, smart and able to lead and knew how to get organized. But, you know, there were some young player errors and turnovers were had. So now, you know, so Jameis plays against Kansas City, you know, who knows what happens, you know, after that, it's like, okay, here's where we're at. We have a couple games left, a handful of games left. Let's put DTR in, and, you know, two questions will be answered. Number one, is he a starting quarterback caliber player? I think you can come up to that conclusion, or I think you can draw a conclusion from the small sample size remaining in the season. You know, if he rips off a bunch of wins and plays great, you know, yeah, we should keep him around. I mean, he can come in in a backup role and win games in a pinch, or start the season next year if things look right. Now, I don't want him to go out there and it just looks so god awful, because then at the same side, it's like, are we getting a fair assessment this stage in the season when they know they're out of the playoffs? And guys are just, you know, continue to get dinged. Who's going to finish the season out? I don't know if he's going to get a fair shake. So I'd like to see him. I'd like to see him, you know, win a couple games and look good and build his confidence to see if, you know, he is a starting caliber quarterback or if he's going to be the Browns' backup for the, you know, short-term future and hopefully for a long time.
So this is where I was asked, and I guess I'm going to have to share it with you here in a way, see it running by you, even though it's only December, right? Yesterday, I got in a knockdown drag out at another place about this, because they were like, well, what would you do? Because when somebody asked me about Justin Fields, I'm like, I'm not taking bad and adding it to bad and saying it's going to be good. So I don't know what to do with Deshaun Watson. I don't think he really wants to be here. The fans seem to feel the same way. But as of right now, he's got to be my third quarterback. I would probably either try to see how the rest of this season goes with Jameis Winston. Lima brought up Derek Carr yesterday. So say you go after Derek Carr. Say you sign Derek Carr, right, John?
Yeah.
I would be open to either A, taking a quarterback in the first round, but I don't know if it's going to come up high enough to take, or B, if you wanted to take one of those project guys, because usually I would always argue against that, because like the year they took Deshaun Kizer, I'm going, you're a bad football team. You don't even plan to compete. You've wasted this second round pick because you're going to put him in with a bad football team, and you're not going to give him a chance. This was supposed to be a decent football team that's supposed to be able to protect people. I'd be open to taking a guy on a flyer and seeing whether or not he could actually cut the mustard this coming year.
Yeah, and, you know, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, these are all names that seem to circulate this time of year for teams that are in our situation. And it's like, yeah, can that guy come in and be our savior? Is he the missing piece? And, you know, I don't know. I mean, at the start of the season, and to your point, I thought this team was ready to make a push and win the division and go deep into the playoffs. And now I don't know that they're just a quarterback away from doing that, or a Derek Carr or a Jameis Winston playing well and starting the season away from doing that. I think there are some other holes now and some things that need addressed to where they almost took a couple steps back from September. So I don't know, guys. I would love to say that a Joe Flacco can have a magical season, a Derek Carr, a Kirk Cousins, you know, some of these names that seem to always be brought up this time of year and with teams that are in this situation. But I don't know if that's going to be the answer. I still need to see them play more consistent on defense, more consistent on offense, make less of the mistakes that put them on the eight ball. I mean, my God, special teams has been a disaster. So, you know, I don't know who you can have back there that's going to, you know, overcome all of those deficiencies. So I don't want to sound all gloom and doom, but I just think that the answers to these questions will probably materialize. I mean, Deshaun Watson is going to be the quarterback, guys. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the contract speaks for itself.
Wait a minute. You're going to play him?
I'm not the coach, Ken. We aren't the coach.
I'm asking you, brother. Are you going to put him back out there?
No, I'm,
okay.
I'm not.
Do you think now, not you, but them? Do you think they're going to put him back out there?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, you didn't say no. That's going to bother a lot of people.
I don't know that answer. I mean, they got a lot to figure out too. I mean, that's their problem. They're getting paid a ton of dough to do that. Me, no, I wouldn't. I mean, I'm driving up Riverside Drive and over in Powell, Ohio. It's raining. But that's me. I mean,
it's raining, you know.
Yeah, that's me. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. And I think a lot of people obviously are frustrated because so much depends on that quarterback position and the future of this team. And you have veterans now that are their talent window and their prime might be starting to close. And, you know, they thought that they were going to be around for a run and to go for it all. And it just seems like now they've taken multiple steps back from being able to achieve that. So I'm excited to see what they'll do.
The outstanding John Greco on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I was going to ask you whether or not they were serious because of the whole Kadarius Toney thing, but I've basically run out of time with you, John. It was too good.
John, real quick, are you going to pay a lot of money to go see Ohio State and Tennessee under the lights in a playoff game?
I will not be paying any money, Anthony. If somebody invites me and I can be up in a box.
You wanted to be in a suite.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
I would consider it, but no, I'm going to be on my couch. I'm excited for that game. I mean, if Ohio State pulls off this path that's in front of them to the national championship, I mean, you know, I don't know what more you could say about Ryan Day, but I'm excited to watch. It's going to be a fun college football playoff.
The wonderful John Greco on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. John, we thank you very much for the time.
Guys, thank you.
Thank you. John Greco joining us.